This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 31st of July 2022. Today is the Club Focus Edition, where we've given space to amateur radio clubs to strut their stuff. Mac VK6 Mike talks us through his experiences with amateur radio clubs over the years, and it's quite a yarn. We have a reminder about the RAOTC broadcast and activities from Clive. Chris talks about the Fists Down Under QSO party. Alan talks about the Trans-Tasman contest results. And there's more on News West, your amateur radio news in Western Australia and beyond. News West can be heard on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. We'll get on with the news shortly. However, we do have a silent key tribute. It's with great sadness that the committee and members of the Hills Amateur Radio Group recently were informed about the passing of John Hawkins, VK6 Alpha Uniform. John was one of HAAG's founding members nearly 40 years ago and was the previous holder of the callsign VK6 Hotel Quebec. Upon speaking to some of our members who knew John, they say he always wanted the callsign VK6AU and when it became available, changed his callsign from VK6HQ, which he had held for over 20 years, and he changed it to VK6AU. Everybody at HAAG sends their condolences to John's family and thank him for his contribution to the amateur radio community and for his tireless and enthusiastic work at HAAG. And I'm sure the same sentiment comes from everybody. So John, rest in peace. Vail John Hawkins, VK6 Alpha Uniform, Silent Key. And a big thank you to Andy, VK6HQ, by coincidence. We were expecting something from a family member, but it didn't turn up. But that's okay. We know what it's like when these things happen in your family. If it does come in the future, we're happy to run it on News West.
Clubs can range from a few like-minded people getting together with no formal or written rules to unwieldy monsters with rules written up by a raft of lawyers. The first radio club I belong to falls very much into the first category. A few of us at high school showed an interest in wireless, and we were encouraged by one of the science masters. We were even allocated a workbench in a small room in the science block. We spent many hours messing about, constructing receivers and audio amplifiers. Transmitters were not on the menu, although some of us later succumbed. The next radio club I was associated with was the Radio Society of Western Australia, which I joined in November 1953. I still have my membership certificate number 200, signed by Ron Hugo, the president, and Frank Taylor, VK6JK, the secretary. I attended only a few meetings before it was wound up and its assets transferred to the WIA VK6 division. I eventually joined the latter in the days when monthly meetings were held at a hotel in South Perth. Later venues included Perth Technical College in St George's Terrace and the Institution of Engineers premises in Hooper Street, which is now part of Murray Street. As well as the formal part of the monthly meeting, it was usual to have a guest speaker, and for a while the number of attendees sometimes approached 100. I can still hear Jim Rumble, VK6RU, the QSL card manager, give his reports. It was always nothing to report. When the Amateur Operators Limited certificate became reality, some of the influential WIA VK6 members, who wanted to still live life as it was a quarter of a century earlier, managed to get a motion passed that barred holders of limited certificates from full membership. This triggered formation of the VHF group, which still exists today. I joined the VHF group shortly after its formation and remained a reasonably active member for some years, until I was discharged for failing to pay my dues, probably during one of the occasions I was away somewhere for a year. One of these occasions was in Wisconsin as a semi-mature student at the Milwaukee School of Engineering. I joined the school's amateur radio club, and after some frustrating delay in obtaining reciprocal privileges, was able to get on air from the club's quite well-equipped shack. Unfortunately, the HF beam developed a fault and could not be repaired in the middle of winter. I did manage to make a few contacts at 6 metres, however, one of the memorable ones being via aurora reflection. When I left Milwaukee, I automatically became a non-member for not paying my fees or attending meetings. Surprise. What next? PARG, the Pearl Amateur Radio Group's website, states that it was formed in 1982. So that must have been when my friend John, VK6JO, attended a get-together of a group of amateurs in Mandurah. He joined PARG as a founding member and also put me in by paying my initial subscription. I never did get around to attending any meetings and subsequently failed to pay the next subscription, with the inevitable result. PARG has survived very well without me, and I wish them continued success. Somewhere, somehow, along the lifeline of events, I got involved with WARG, the West Australian Repeater Group. I never did officially join until I was bestowed with life membership, thereby circumventing my propensity for failing to pay my subscription when due. Another club I never joined was the local one in Sheem, which is about 7 kilometres south of Wimbledon. Meetings were held at the local football club rooms, about 20 minutes' walk from where we were staying during a number of English summers. They always made me welcome as though I was a member. Come to think of it, just having a radio amateur call sign puts you into a worldwide club. My experience has been that wherever you are always welcomed as a friend rather than being treated as a stranger.
Let's look at club affiliations and personal grudges. Why? Because they affect club dynamics. Not only the internal dynamics, but also external relationships between clubs. Do you recall the now famous quote by Groucho Marx when he said, "I refuse to join any club that would have me as a member"? It's probably a misquote and it's believed to not be original, but all that aside, what could it be saying to us? Club politics can sometimes make people behave inappropriately, sometimes with a negative impact, and sometimes we all just move on. Too often I've heard something like, "I'd join that club, but so-and-so is a member, so I'll stay away." So if we all stay away because of someone we don't like, or worse still, someone we think we don't like because of what someone else said about them, are we doing anyone a favour? Moving on from personality politics, there are wider-based prejudices, such as those shown by some towards the Wireless Institute, some towards RASA or individual clubs, and some people are just indifferent. There's a fairly widely held belief that RASA, the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, is hell-bent on destroying the Wireless Institute of Australia, and that's simply untrue. It's also been said about News West. Again, it's untrue. I've made the offer many times, out loud, in the news program, that anyone who thinks that News West has been wrong about the things we said, that we'd publish their rebuttal. We've been making that offer for years, but as of now, not one single rebuttal or counter-argument or differing view has been presented to us. And that's because we've been telling the truth. We're not anti-WIA, we're anti what people in and around the Wireless Institute are doing. We target their behaviour. It's also been shouted both here, in WA, and in other places, especially in Keyboard Warrior Book, that WA Amateur Radio News and RASA are the same body. That's untrue, and a complete fabrication by those wanting to discredit us. Much of this rubbish is spread on the largest amateur radio Facebook group in Australia that has a few thousand members. This group, controlled by a Wireless Institute director, is a cesspit of vile allegations and misleading statements. As I said a few weeks ago, News West doesn't become a RASA sub-branch because one or more WA Amateur Radio News members are also members of RASA. Several of our members are Wireless Institute members. WA Amateur Radio News is a WIA affiliated club. Does that make us a WIA news program? Do you see the logic there? The intelligent, consider answer is no. Before you judge, consider the evidence. I've made this offer before. If you think that anything aired on News West is inaccurate or untrue, contact me and let's have the discussion. If you prove that we've been misleading, I'll even help you write the rebuttal. But in reality, I'm expecting to hear crickets, because I stand by everything we've said and done, and I know that it's true.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, with the usual reminder that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's August Bulletin to go to air. Don't forget, too, that the next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC is at the Bayswater Hotel, Bayswater, on Tuesday, August the 9th, starting at around midday. Everyone's welcome to join in and have an eyeball QSO. If you're a newcomer and you'd like more details, please email coordinator Phil, VK6ZKO, at pbcasper@bigpond.com. That's Papa, Bravo, Charlie, Alpha, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Romeo, pbcasper@bigpond.com. This month, as well as all the latest club news, the main topics are the AGM, scheduled for September the 25th, a short item entitled Sun and Sunspots, some wireless news from 111 years ago, and an opinion on radiation and mobile phone towers. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the program and to join in the callbacks afterwards. The bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of times, modes and frequencies, including HF, VHF, UHF, D-Star, digital mobile radio and Echolink. Full details can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC broadcasts. Please note that some broadcast times are shown in Victoria local times and that WA local time is 2 hours behind Victoria time. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-meter SSB transmissions on 14.150 MHz at 00 and 01 hours UTC, that's 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. WA local time, there are other more local transmissions as well. At 9 a.m., Chris VK6JI will transmit the bulletin on 80 meters on 3620 kHz. Also at 9 a.m. local time, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR Network Talk Group 5. At 10 a.m., there's a transmission via the NewsWest linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 meters on 7088 kHz, again by Chris VK6JI. On Wednesday, August the 3rd, we have a D-Star broadcast at 5:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star newsline. On the Sunday following the first Monday of the month, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160-meter and 40-meter broadcasts of the WIA news. If you wish, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the RAOTC website. If you do listen this way, a brief feedback comment would be appreciated so that we know how many take advantage of this service. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the August broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West linked repeater network and HF relays.
Hello, this is Chris VK3QB with news from Fists Down Under. Fists Down Under is the VK and ZL chapter of the International Morse Code Preservation Society. Every Friday night at 1100 UTC, we host a 1-hour QSO party. Bring your favourite key, paddle, bug, swiper, keyboard, and let's have some fun. The FIST's QSO party is a casual, friendly event intended to promote activity, build skills, and offer a bit of a competitive environment for those who enjoy a challenge. It's every Friday night, 1100 to 1200 UTC on 80, 40 and 20 metres. For 80 metres, we try to stay between 3515 and 3535 MHz. For 40 and 20 metres, we try to centre around the frequencies of 7028 and 14058 MHz. You choose your own speed. Your QSO buddy should match your speed. Try challenging yourself. Go back to someone sending a little faster than you're used to. See how you go. Ask them to QRS just a little, and the other station might just increase character spacing instead. There's no formal exchange, just the QSO basics, your name, QTH, signal report, and if you've got a FIST's number, give that to the other operator. Please feel welcome to have a conversation or just stick to the basics. You get 1 point per QSO and a multiplier for the number of weeks you enter each month. You can work the same station on different bands, and repeats on the same band are also okay, so long as you work someone else in between. Please email your logs with your claimed score, summary, soapbox comments and photos in any format, Word, Excel, PDF, text, photo of your handwritten log, it doesn't matter, to vk3qb@hotmail.com. You don't need to be a FIST Down Under member. For more info, visit our website or send me an email. And the website is fdu.org.au. 7-3.
Here's a reminder from Andy, VK6, Hotel Quebec, that the Hills Amateur Radio Group is located at 5 Sanderson Road in Les Murdies. Members and visitors officially meet on the last Saturday of each month for a general meeting, and the shack is open every Saturday from about 12 noon with a barbecue lunch at 1 p.m. And you don't have to be a member to drop in for a chat and a bite to eat. Everyone's welcome. HAAG considers itself to be a friendly and easy to get along with club that wants to help and promote new and returning amateur radio enthusiasts to the hobby, and welcomes people of any level who want to learn and have some fun in all aspects of radio. Finally, they have a web presence. Look them up at haag.org.au, that's hotelalpharomeogolf.org.au, or come along and join in. They don't bite, so they hope to see you soon. Andy, VK6 Hotel Quebec, is the Publicity and Promotions Officer for the Hills Amateur Radio Group. Thanks, Andy.
The NCRG Hamfest is now only a few weeks away. In the meantime, raffle tickets are running out the door fast. So what's on offer? First prize is an ICOM IC705 portable shack-in-a-box software-defined radio with 30 kHz to 470 MHz on receive, transmit on amateur bands 160 metres through to 70 centimetres with power output of up to 10 watts. Second prize is an ICOM IC2730 mobile dual band with simultaneous receive, a large display and 50 watt transmit power. And finally, the third prize is a Comet GP9 antenna with 8.5 dB gain on 2 metres and almost 12 dB gain on 70 cems. It comes in at a short 17 foot tall. This is a 5-star antenna. Tickets are available via Raffle Link. You'll find more details and the links to ticketing in the recent post section on the NCRG website. Go to ncrg.info and on the Northern Corridor Radio Group Facebook page. Don't forget, you've got to be in it to win it.
And thanks, Brad, for that report. In other news from the Northern Corridors Radio Group, last weekend, the 24th, they held their AGM, and the office bearers elected were Matt, VK6ML, as president, Eddie, VK6 Yankee Alpha, as vice president, Brian, VK6MIT, as the treasurer, and another Brian, VK6BMA, as secretary, and Tim, VK6 Echo India, and Brad, VK6 Bravo Alpha Papa, as committee members. In the last month, progress on the 10 GHz EME station had a minor setback with the feeder line. It had too much loss, so they're sourcing some new feeder. And meanwhile, the main club's antenna, an ultra beam, has had some issues that can't be easily resolved. So now they're waiting for parts for the antenna, and there are some other antenna works in the pipeline. So the station should be operational for contests later this year, and no doubt we'll hear them on air for the Remembrance Day contest. So thanks, Eddie, for that extra bit of information.
Hi, this is Alan, VK4 Sierra November, with the Trans-Tasman contest results. 94 logs were submitted out of approximately 350 calls on air. Propagation was favourable and contacts were plentiful. Results are as follows. For single operator high power, Victor Juliet 4 kilo, operator VK4 Tango Sierra with 10,204 points. Category single operator low power was won by VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra with 7,526 points. Single operator QRP was won by VK7 Victor Hotel with 1,940 points. Multi-operator single transmitter was won by VK3 Kilo Kilo with 5,352 points. And multi-operator multi-transmitter was won by Victor Lima 4 Romeo with 8,082 points. Thank you to all who submitted logs and participated. While I have the microphone, the Remembrance Day contest is in 2 weeks' time. Saturday the 13th at 0300 Zulu is kickoff time, running until 0300 on Sunday. Categories are single operator QRP, multi-one and multi-multi using phone, CW or RIDI or mixed mode. Contacts can be reworked after 3 hours have elapsed. There are no blocks in the RD, just 3 hours between the same contact. If you're in it to win, then staying up for triple points between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. your local time is the go. VKCL Logger and M1MM Logger are preferred logging software. Make sure you're running version 4.15 for VKCL Logger. And remember to send in your log within 2 weeks after the contest. Best 73s, this is Alan, Victor Kilo 4, Sierra November.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
WA Amateur Radio News is the club that was formed to provide a home for News West, and the production of News West every week of the year is our biggest activity. Perth Tech is an annual symposium that we conduct for the benefit of Western Australian amateurs. We suffered a big dent in our continuity because of COVID, and we missed out on presenting the event for a couple of years, but we're back. Memberships of WA Amateur Radio News can be what you want it to be. Your membership can be as an expression of support for what we do, through to participation in the production of News West, holding a committee position and perhaps picking up an admin role, and assisting in the planning and staging of Perth Tech. And soon we'll be looking for people to assist with that, and we'll call for volunteers with various skill sets. So that's WA Amateur Radio News. If you'd like to know more about us, look at our website, vk6.net, and if you wish to join up or ask about something, send an email to secretary@vk6.net.
If you're a person who really likes to take part in amateur radio contesting, you could never be bored again, because there's more contests on the amateur radio calendar than you could possibly enter. Here on News West, about every 4 weeks, we focus the program on amateur radio contests. We could bore you by reading out a big list of all the contests over the next 6 months, but we won't do that. Instead, we focus on a few contests that are coming up in the next couple of months and which we think will be of interest to Aussie contesters. Next week, we'll put a bit of focus on the Remembrance Day contest because it's only a week away from next weekend's news. As always, we invite your news and views on contesting or any other subject really. Contributions to News West can be sent as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net. A couple of weeks ago, when I booked a venue for the WA Amateur Radio News AGM, I was required to provide a certificate of currency for public liability insurance, which is pretty normal. I looked in the usual place where I store this sort of stuff and discovered that we didn't have one. So I had to email the Wireless Institute's office asking where the certificates were. "I'll send it to you," was the response. It's usual practice, I thought, to send the certificate to the clubs who subscribe to the insurance, but it sounds to me like someone forgot to do their job, or they've changed their policy and haven't told us. So anyway, club secretaries, you should make sure that you've received your club's certificate of currency for your club insurance. Just give them an email at the office at the Wireless Institute, and they'll send it if they haven't already done so. Now, speaking of the WA Amateur Radio News Annual General Meeting is on today. 12 noon at the Mechanics Hall, Meadow Street, Guildford, just down the road from the post office. Pop in and say hi. The Hamfest raffle is being promoted elsewhere in this bulletin, and if I had any principles at all, I'd let it slip that I've already bought the winning ticket. But I'll keep stum, so that you will still go out and buy your tickets. They're online. Spend some money.
In spite of the organisers' tardiness, Perth Tech is still ready to go full steam ahead. We did say that bookings would open in early July, but that was a bit ambitious. All's going swimmingly well for Perth Tech, but other stuff got in the way of opening the bookings and finalising the presenters. We hope to have that all in place in early August. Meanwhile, you'll need to remember the weekend, 21st to 23rd of October. The main day of Perth Tech presentations is on Saturday the 22nd of October. Friday afternoon and evening is for those staying over on site. However, anyone is welcome to rock up and join in whatever we end up doing. On Sunday, we'll run the practical workshops and we have yet to finalise what those will be. I mentioned people staying over on site, and yes, that's correct. There are a number of places for campers and caravans, and some have power available. You'll be able to book your van site when you register for Perth Tech. The Perth Tech Symposium is a day of technical presentations aimed at amateur radio operators. You won't regret attending. The weekend is provided free, although there's a charge for catering and for the caravan parking. The venue is the Gidgiganup Recreation Club. Gidgiganup is about 20 minutes up 2J Road from its intersection with the Roe Highway. Perth Tech is funded by the proceeds of the raffle that we ran in 2021. Keep an eye on our website, vk6.net, where there's a special section for Perth Tech.
Covering Western Australia and beyond, this is News West, brought to you by WA Amateur Radio News, on air, online and on demand. This is VK6 ARN, and I'm Mark, VK4 MHQ.
Greetings once again. Yes, it's my turn with the helpline for the 31st of July 2022, but unfortunately I've got nothing to input. And rather than bore you all with a repeat of last week's items, I'll just wish you well and say they're very happy to know that everyone's happy with their lineup of equipment at the moment. And if you have any wish to change anything in your shack or would like some more information about anything, please give me a call, an email at least, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com is the address. Victor Kilo 6 X-ray Victor at bigpond.com. And until we have something concrete, I'll just go away and wish you a 7-3. Cheers for now.
Well, that's a lot for this week. Next week is the contesting edition, and we'll put some emphasis on the Remembrance Day contest, which is on the following weekend. And don't forget our early cut-off for News West contributions, which is noon Thursday instead of Friday. Thanks to the broadcasters and the repeater owners and the callback collectors. The studio team this week was Andrew, VK6 Alpha Sierra, and myself, Bob, VK6 POP, and I'm the News West producer.